welcome to this special SearchSecurity.com podcast. I'm Billy Hurley. It is great to have you with us. This featured podcast is part of our security schools, which offer free education on numerous information security topics. You can visit them at any time by going to searchsecurity.com/securityschool. Today we're going to engage in some fact or fiction, focusing on the risks of cloud computing. Joining me today is David Sherry, Chief Information Security Officer with Brown University. Thanks for joining us today, David.
Thanks for having me, Billy.
David, to set the stage before we begin, how do you define cloud computing or software as a service, and what are some of the most notable enterprise information security risks that can come with it?
That's a great question, Billy, as cloud computing is kind of new in the vernacular recently. Cloud computing really is internet-based development or the use of computer technology over the internet. The cloud, as most people know, is a metaphor for the internet. It's how we depict it on many computer network diagrams. So it's a style of computing in which IT-related capabilities are provided as a service, allowing users to access technology-enabled services from the internet without the knowledge of, or the expertise even, or control over the technology infrastructure that supports them. Cloud computing is really a general concept that incorporates software as a service. Web 2.0 is part of it, and other recent well-known technology trends. And it's a common theme is a reliance on the internet for satisfying computing needs. But obviously, it does come with some notable risks. I'd say data breaches, as your information is residing in the cloud, is inherent. The integrity of your cloud provider, who may in fact be a chain of providers, or the key risk, the possibility of losing control, both of your data and your security. However, I think all these risks can be assessed and accessed in a proactive manner.
Okay, let's quickly explain how this will work for our listeners. I'll read a statement, and you'll tell me if that statement should be answered with fact or fiction, and then explain why. So let's get started. Fact or fiction, the business advantages of cloud computing outweigh the need for strong security measures.
Absolutely fiction. While the business advantages are certainly real, there's no amount of savings that can offset a loss of data, an information breach, or even a lack of recovery if something goes wrong. And as with all technology solutions, the bigger and more pervasive it becomes, the bigger the target it becomes as well. In addition, what happens if cloud computing is not really the panacea that many think it is? I think over the last few years with PKI, identity and access management, these are all supposed to solve just about all of our problems. And while the benefits are being touted, they're still numerous and it's still unproven. It's an unproven methodology, and it's being offered by the vendors that's going to solve all of our needs. With that, just like with other emerging areas, I think there's a lot of buzz on this niche solution, and there's no assurance of long-term viability for some of the smaller providers. But with this in mind, businesses should proceed slowly and cautiously, as they should with all new and emerging solutions.
Okay, let's move on to the next item. Fact or fiction. When moving to cloud computing, an enterprise inherently forfeits security of its data, processes, applications, etc.
I'm going to answer that fact and fiction. It's a fact if you're not diligent and you simply sign on to an agreement and hand over your data and all of its control. But it's fiction if you're all over your provider and you're asking the right questions. Cloud computing needs to be treated just as you would with any outsourcing agreement or a third-party support. Would you send your data off of processing without asking the right questions or having a strong contract in place? Of course not. And the same holds true with cloud computing. Identifying the access control methods, data segregation policies, regulatory support, even backup and recovery, they're just some of the areas where the questions need to be asked and the answers need to be reviewed. In addition, things like authentication and the transmission protocols of the solution are very important. Two-factor authentication combined with an encrypted VPN connection makes the interception of the files near impossible. Can the cloud computer support this? So a solution that considers all aspects of protection in advance and allows for ongoing risk assessment and risk audit, would you forfeit none of your security in that area?
Okay, David, here's another one. Fact or fiction. Enterprises that use cloud computing are ultimately absolved of any responsibility for security of hosted data. The provider assumes all of the responsibility.
Absolute fiction. While the customer of the cloud computing solution still has the ownership of the data, and ultimately they have the control and the responsibility of the data, while the cloud has the fiduciary responsibility of the hosting the data and the computing power, the data owner does have control of the risk. The cloud solution really needs to be able to prove that they have the capabilities of protecting your data, and it needs to be clearly spelled out in any agreement. They should also be able to clearly answer security questions that would pass a strong audit using recognized standards like COBIT and ISO and FISMA and SAS 70 reports or some similar framework. In addition, they should either provide you with certified results of a penetration test or allow you to do your own. I wouldn't want to tell an auditor that I've released my security authority to a third-party cloud provider. I'd rather show them my due diligence that I performed in advance of signing the contract and have them make their own assessment after that.
Okay, let's keep going here. Fact or fiction? We get our electrical power from massive processing plants. There's no operational difference between that and cloud computing.
I'd call this one fiction. This is an analogy, and it's been unveiled by the really terrific IT pundit, Nick Carr. He's garnered a lot of discussion around this since he unveiled it, but it simply doesn't correlate well for this model. Nick calls cloud the next big step in business computing, and he may be right in that area. However, when he compares it to electricity, I think that has a major flaw, in my opinion. Basically, electricity doesn't have the same type of value as data. There's nothing sensitive about electricity when received. And the last time I checked, the watts that I get are not considered confidential or really in need of protection. While massive power and electricity processing plants are part of the nation's critical infrastructure, and CIOs and CISOs are supplied by them and need to be concerned about them, there's not an inherent concern over where the watts are generated as there is considering where our data is residing. There's just much more value in data than there is from electric processing.
David, just a few more to go here. Fact or fiction? The process of evaluating the risk related to cloud computing is similar to the process an enterprise would use to evaluate any other new technology or service.
That's an easy one. That's fact. When considering the use of cloud computing, a security team must ask all the same questions as you would for any new process or app or infrastructure service, whether it's internal or external. As I mentioned earlier, you know, the questions of identifying access control, data segregation, regulatory support, they're all important. Other areas to touch upon would be, where is the location of the data in the cloud, including at rest, in transmission, backup locations around the world. Availability and support during issue management should also be clearly defined before entering a new agreement. And monitoring, alerting, and identifying further risk are questions that need to be addressed. One of the major industry analyst firms provided really three key recommendations when considering cloud computing. One, apply your internal risk assessment and controls to your cloud service. We've already discussed that. That's very important. Secondly, assess in advance all the legal, the regulatory, and the audit issues associated with a cloud service. And number three, demand transparency from your provider. If they don't want to share their intimate details on security, you probably don't want to give them your business. And these recommendations are not only sound security thinking for all internal and external apps and technologies, but I think they're especially critical when considering a move to a cloud.
Okay, we've only got a couple more statements to go here. Fact or fiction? Enterprises should strongly consider the size and the reputation of a cloud computing service provider when evaluating how secure it is.
That's fiction. I think with names like Google, IBM, Microsoft, Amazon, Intuit, all the household names of good reputation, there's a lot of people that still hold back. They're just not jumping onto the bandwagon with these recognizable names. And I think that's with good reason. The big players have all jumped on the cloud bandwagon, but they have the resources, they have the marketing power to fund it and get the salespeople out and sell it to the end users. But history has shown us that though this, sometimes the small players see the future a little bit more clearly, and they're on a mission to create that proverbial killer app that simply adding another, they're not just adding another item to their product line, but they're trying to change the paradigm. And in the last decade, you know, many of these small niche firms have driven the market for emerging technology areas until inevitably acquired by one of these big global names. So you really need to look at all the providers, large and small. And of course, long-term viability of a company is an important aspect. That must be considered in the search process, but that should be part of any solid security risk assessment and should be weighed appropriately when going towards cloud computing.
Are there certain questions you need to ask a smaller provider as opposed to one of the bigger names?
Well, I would see if whether they're venture capital backed, what their long-term viability is, you know, whether they are marketing themselves to be purchased, what their long-term business plan is. I think when you're looking at a smaller one, reading the business plan from beginning to end is probably the first key piece before bringing them in.
David, what happens if you have a small provider and they go out of business?
Well, ideally, your cloud computing provider should never go broke, but more importantly, a lot of times they could get acquired or swallowed up by a larger company. So as part of your agreement, you must be sure that the data will remain available even after such an event. You need to ask the providers, how would you get your data back if you decided not to go with the larger acquiring company? Or would it be in a format that you could import it into a replacement application? A lot of the agreements that you have sometimes say that when they're going to be acquired by a larger one, you have to go with the acquiring company, and it might not be in your best business plan or in your best business interest, so that needs to be spelled out long in advance.
Okay, David, here's the last statement. Fact or fiction? Even with the security risk, cloud computing has the potential to change IT and, in turn, how information security teams manage risk.
When you're talking about potential, definitely that's a fact. When you're considering cloud computing from a purely financial lens, it's clear that the cost savings can be great and the business potential for efficiency is very, very attractive. It's really an alluring combination of economics and convenience. So obviously the powers that are making the decisions with the dollars are clearly going to be interested in this. It's also massively scalable and scalable at a very, very rapid pace, which most companies don't have as a luxury internally. So they all point to a future of cloud computing possibly being one of the normal business practices. And while this changes the model for business, security still needs to be managed. Security is security. At the end of the day, I think security personnel are by definition risk managers, and the utilization of cloud services just extends the perimeters and domains of the security and risk personnel and forces them really to be focused on security and assurance of their data no matter where it resides. But it also provides them a voice as part of a long-term strategic initiative. So while not a change in how they manage security and risk, it is an extension of it.
Okay, and that'll do it for this podcast on the risks of cloud computing. David Sherry of Brown University, thanks for joining us.
Thanks again for having me, Billy.
For more learning materials, visit our Security School page, which you can find at searchsecurity.com/securityschool. And don't forget, we have many more information security podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Hurley. Have a great day.